Welcome to our latest episode of Radio Up. Today we will be discussing the topic of stigma, specifically towards mental health issues. So, what is stigma? According to the Oxford Dictionary, stigma is defined as a mark of grace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, or person. To help our listeners understand how it relates to mental health, we're going to break stigma down into its components.
What are the components of stigma? The first component is prejudice. Prejudice is like judging a book by its cover. It means when people come to conclusions about you, but based on ignorance and misinformation. An example is if someone were to say, oh, that person is seeing a psychiatrist, they must not be normal, or that person is not working, they must be lazy, when nothing could be further from the truth.
The next component is discrimination. Discrimination is often the result of people making judgments and deciding to exclude people or put them down because of those judgments. It is the creation of an us versus them dynamic and using that to mistreat people that they see as the others. An example of this would be people being turned away from lucrative employment opportunities because of a mental health issue. But discrimination doesn't just happen in the workplace, but everywhere, even where you would least expect it, like from healthcare providers or even family members. The truth about prejudice and discrimination, however, is that they say more about the person making the judgments and the stigmatizing than they do about you.
Research indicates that 100% of people will be affected directly or indirectly by mental health issues in their lifetime. Yet statistics show that almost half of the people battling mental illness have never gone to seek medical help for it. It's almost certainly due to fear that they will be stigmatized and discriminated against for needing help. However, the truth is, seeking professional help can lead people to realize that they do indeed have an illness which is causing their struggle and may be outside of their control. Since mental illness is a largely invisible disability, it can be difficult to admit that you have a mental health issue and tempting to keep it a secret. Even the use of medication is stigmatized, when in fact medication can help reach our goals and succeed. Same thing goes for therapy. It can help people recover. So why is this discussion important? Because the things people are stigmatized against are what can help us. We need to help our listeners open up about what they're going through, especially their loved ones.
What is self-stigmatization? Researched and written by a club member, people with mental illness may internalize mental illness stigma and experience diminished self-esteem and self-efficacy. This process is referred to as self-stigma. Not everyone with a mental illness, however, suffers a loss of self-esteem due to stigma. Some people react to stigma by becoming energized and empowered, while others remain relatively indifferent. While doing some research into self-stigma, I came across a very poignantly illustrated remark about self-esteem and mental illness. Here's the quote. Thinking of myself as garbage, I would even leave the sidewalk in what I thought was proper deference. Submission to those above me. This was, of course, all other human beings. When people face the onset of mental illness, these stereotypes become relevant to the self. I suppose this perspective also suggests that people construct their social network and opportunities due to stigma, which leads to isolation and could land people back in hospital. They may also be less willing to seek help due to perceived culturally internalized beliefs of the society in which they live. For example, I am weak because I have a mental illness.
What we can do to help? Combating stigma helps people overcome fear and shame they might feel, but stigma isn't something that can happen overnight. It's a collective effort that everyone can do. So here's some tips on what we can do to help. Encourage people to vent. It's okay to talk about your problems. Talking helps, and so does listening. Don't laugh when someone is talking to you about their struggle. Take them seriously. Sensitize people about mental health and stigma. Debunk myths and stereotypes others may have about mental illness. Let people know that we can't just get over it or man up, as they tend to say. Consider the language that people use: crazy, insane, nuts, psycho, OCD when they don't have obsessive compulsive disorder, and labeling people. Be mindful of what you see in the media, movies, A Beautiful Mind, Split, and the message that it sends to the public about people that have mental illness. Get to know the person and not the illness. Ask people about their talents and skills. You want to look at what they have, not what they have lost. For example, when people say, "I used to be a secretary," why not look at it as, "I have secretarial skills"?
So what is destigmatization, and how does UpHouse membership combat stigma? What does the social contact at UpHouse do to destigmatize you?
It treats everyone as equals.
Stigma comes in all sorts of flavors and colors, and you may not feel welcome to honor a person with your inner story because they're somehow blocking you from talking. So I think there's a lot of isolation in people just the same, even though we talk about our stuff. And I think that if we're given a forum in which we can express ourselves and be heard and listened to, then you take a step outside of the box, which you really need to have in order to get over some of these stigmas that you have, because some of them are invisible.
The next question: what does the meaningful work that you do at UpHouse do to destigmatize you?
Well, whatever your skill level may be, whether you're beginner or advanced, you can do whatever you can.
It teaches me how to cook. Teaches me how to cook healthy cuisine.
How does the UpHouse membership help you connect with hope and let you know that you belong?
I would say most people that are members here don't feel ignored or neglected. And in that, you have the possibility of making connections that can become friendships.
I think friendships are especially important because they help us to connect and to feel included and not isolated.
Where can you find more information? That brings us to the end of our program for today. If you would be interested in more information on how to combat stigma and support people with mental health issues, you can visit www.understandingstigma.ca, and thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Margaret Trudeau, and you're listening to www.radio-up.org. Have a good day.